Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. Many years ago, I was having a conversation with an adult coworker who was very religious and attended church regularly. The subject of sin came up during our conversation. As we talked, this coworker made a very surprising statement regarding sin. My coworker said, "I don't think I've ever sinned." Now, I had known and respected this coworker for several years, but my coworker was wrong in regards to sin. I'm afraid that anyone who would say, "I don't think I've ever sinned," has a misunderstanding of what sin actually is according to the Bible. In 1 John 3:9, it defines sin pretty simply when it says, "Sin is the transgression of the law." Sin is the breaking of the laws, the values, the ethics, the morals, the principles of God. In Romans 3:23, the Apostle Paul declared, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Later in Romans 6:23, Paul spoke about the potential consequences of sin when he declared, "For the wages of sin is death." Brethren, sin hurts. Sin causes pain. Sin destroys. Sin is disruptive. The vast majority of the problems in our world today can be directly linked to the breaking of God's laws, which is sin. Take, for example, the consequences of breaking just one of the Ten Commandments. Take anyone you want: stealing, adultery, bearing false witness. When either one of these laws are broken, sins have been committed, and all of them result in negative consequences. Think about it. As an example, how many lives have been negatively impacted by the sin of adultery? Broken families, loss of trust. On the less dramatic side, how many people's reputations have been forever tainted by someone bearing false witness, by frivolous gossip? Jesus was once asked what was the greatest commandment. Jesus beautifully answered it in this way, quote, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second one is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourselves." Friends, we all know what sin is. It isn't rocket science. We as Christians know what we need to do, and we know what we need not do. Let us go and sin no more. Amen.